Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So who's the Grinch yesterday? Is it Matt?
See, and that's what I was wondering.
Or is it Dave?
Because obviously I had to play this song. And the Boris one, because duh. Boris Karloff, like,
that's the way to go. This is the classic.
Yeah.
This is the one you have to play.
Absolutely. The cartoon's the best, too. Come at me. But whatever. I don't know. It's a good question. I guess it depends on which team you're rooting for.
You are angry.
Mac UNC Brown.
UNC fan.
Yeah.
Because you are the heels. Just made that up on the spot.
There you go.
Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold this afternoon. So we're talking about Dave Doran and Mac Brown, NC State, UNC football head coaches, respectively. So this yesterday, during the press conferences that all the coaches have for their, you know, talk about the recruiting classes and their signing classes and all that kind of stuff. Mac Brown, we're going to play this clip. We played it late in yesterday's show, but if you didn't hear yesterday, I want to make sure that you do hear it. So Mac Brown yesterday, at his press conference, talked about Dave Doran. And some comments that Dave Doran had post-game in the NC State locker room after UNC lost to NC State at Carter-Finley Stadium in Raleigh to close out the regular season this year. So to give a little context here, Dave Doran walks into the locker room, TV cameras follow in there, and says, hey, we beat those pieces of blank over there. You know, celebrate. Yes, that's what he said. So he says that in the locker room. I saw it post-game. It was floating around online. People saw it. That was 3 weeks ago, whatever it was.
Right.
So yesterday, unprompted, unsolicited, not asked about it, Mac Brown said this yesterday about that.
Last ball game with a rival school, after the game, the head coach of that school called our players a piece of and I apologize for that language, but I've never heard something like that before, and I'm disappointed. I thought it was classless. It's not true. Number one, we didn't play well in the game. We didn't coach well in the game. It's been very well documented, and I got that. But you don't call kids a piece of and I've addressed it with our team. I apologize to them. These kids are one of the top academic groups in America. They got an award for AFCA's top 13. They've won a Coastal Division. They've won a bunch of games. They've been to an Orange Bowl, been to five straight bowls. They represent us well. And from me speaking for them and their parents, they really didn't appreciate being called a piece of Never heard that before. And very, very disappointing.
Okay. Hey, you know, I have no problem him saying classless. No problem with that. You have your right to feel that way. 100% okay with that. And he brought this up on his own. Now, Now, Dave Doran was asked about this at his presser, which was a little bit later on in the day yesterday. Dave Doran asked about it, and here's what Dave Doran had to say in response.
Well, you should have heard what I said about myself and my own team after we lost to Duke in that locker room. First of all, when we go to these meetings, we're supposed to get notice that there's a camera in our locker room, and that was not done. And so, you know, I have a lot of regret that that was on TV because they shouldn't have done it. When you go into a locker room with your team, that is a private conversation. Unless they ask if they can be in there with the camera, and that was not asked. That doesn't give me an excuse to have that public. But that's what happened. No one told me. And obviously, if I knew I was on camera, my language would not have been what it was. Doesn't it make it any better? No. And I did call Coach and apologize. Because I could have used a lot of different words, obviously. He caught me in a heat of a moment situation in the locker room celebrating a huge win. And I was fired up about how we played, you know. But I have respect for Coach. And you know, so last thing I wanted was for him to feel that. And again, it's not an excuse, but it shouldn't have been on TV. And I think there's 1,000 coaches out there would tell you that, you know, if we had to apologize for everything we said in the locker room, we'd probably spend a lot of time doing that, you know. It's a place where a lot of emotion comes out, right? But, yeah, I could have said that in a much more professional way and regret not doing that. What I don't regret is having passion with my players and celebrating a big win. And I'm going to continue to do that. And hopefully down the road we'll get the courtesy that we deserve when we're going to be on TV in those moments. So, but I understand, you know, their side of it. And, you know, it's signing day. We'd rather talk about that.
You said you did call him already and you expressed regret to Matt Brown even before today? Or was
A couple weeks ago.
Gotcha.
Okay, so there's a lot of things going on in that clip there. So he said he talked to Mac Brown a couple of weeks ago. So I think that's what maybe caught Dave Dorn off guard. I was like, I already called and talked to you about this.
Right, and I thought we were good.
Yeah, so, all right, but you know what? I have no problem with Mac Brown saying what he said. And so a few things here. One, about the locker room and stuff that's said in the locker room. I've been in locker rooms post-game, whether it's pro or college. I've played college sports. I coach college sports. I've been in those locker rooms. There are a lot of things that are said about your opponent. A lot of things.
Especially a rival.
Yes, a lot of things that are said. And people are like, well, I will say this. Dave Dorn just kind of like referring to UNC, saying that what he said. It's not the worst thing I've heard ever said about another program or another team. And I get it. It's a coach. Like he said, he's like, I probably should have been more professional with it. He acknowledges that. And yeah, he probably should have been. He probably should have been. And I have no problem with Mac Brown keeping receipts from this. I said that yesterday. I have no problem with people keeping receipts. I have no problem what Drake May said about, hey, you can't get into Carolina, you go to NC State. I have no problem with Courtney Bankhart, the women's basketball coach, talking trash about NC State. I have no problem with that either. And I have no problem, again, people keeping receipts. I mean, heck, a lot of people may not know this, but there's video of it out there. There's a UNC assistant coach under Mac Brown the first time that he was UNC's coach 25 or so years ago, literally form tackling an NC State assistant coach on the field post game.
That happened.
I was like, that happened. You know, like it's one thing to say something. It's one thing to physically do something.
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for pack therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
But Dave Dorn did bring something up about, all right, cameras in the locker room post-game. To give people a little context here, for us that work in the media that cover these teams and cover these games, there are times restricted access into the locker room from a network. Now, if it was the NC State's, like their own social media and digital staff that's in the locker room post-game, that's different because you work for the school. You're part of it. You're part of the team. But for a network camera or, for example, a news camera or whatever it might be, we have to wait to get access into a locker room post-game. And I don't think that game was on ACC Network, so it would have been an ESPN property. I don't know if there was an agreement beforehand to let that camera into the locker room post-game. Maybe they thought they could. The person was, hey, I'm just doing what I was told to do. So there's questions. There's a little bit of gray area in that regard. But usually, you're not allowed into the locker room until you are given access into a locker room post-game. Now, this is not the first time we have seen coaches say stuff in the locker room about another program. For example, go back to early in the season when Oregon was playing Colorado. When Colorado had that hot start, Deion Sanders was all over. Coach Prime and that Colorado program was all over the place. Oregon coach Dan Lanning let a Fox TV crew come into his locker room for his pregame speech. And this is where we saw Dan Lanning say, hey, we're chasing wins. They're chasing for clicks. Like, we're building towards something here. They're just going for hype. And sure enough, Oregon went out there and routed them. But he let the Fox TV crew in there. Like, he said some stuff about Coach Prime and that program and got to say all that stuff. And he knew it knowing that there was a camera right there. Now, he didn't call them pieces of bleep. Exactly. He didn't say that specifically. But he was trash-talking their opponent.
I will fight you.
Exactly. This kind of stuff does happen, okay? Poor choice of words by Dave Dorn. I acknowledge that. Poor choice of words. But this stuff happens all over the place. My gosh, I was in the Canes postgame locker, or in the locker room postgame after the win on Tuesday against Vegas, and I heard some things. You know, granted, these are grown adults.
Sure.
Here's the thing. They're also, you know, whatever. It's still like I heard some stuff said about some players against Vegas by Canes players, and I've been in the locker room for other opposing teams talking about Canes players and stuff. I've heard it from both sides. Now, again, it's a little bit different situation, but nonetheless, that stuff's said in the locker room. It is. So you know what? Let's put it to bed. Dorn talked to Mac a few weeks ago about the situation. Mac brought it up unprompted yesterday, and Dave Dorn responded to it. You know what? Let the rivalry keep going on.
Yeah, just adds fuel to the flame.
Exactly.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.